Varmt välkommen till podcasten Digitalsnack, där det är Sveriges största och bästa podd om tips, nyheter och fördjupningar inom sociala medier. Och i det här avsnittet så gästas vi av Kesenaya Newton från Brandwatch för att få en global spaning och benchmarking vad det är som fungerar i sociala medier nu och i framtiden. Det här är Digitalsnack, podden som ger er en internationell insikt i sociala medier idag. Cecilia Victoria Kjärberg heter jag som pratar i den här podden. Och i dagens podd så ska vi flyga över Atlanten för att prata med content marketing managern Kesenaya Newton på Brandwatch. Och för er som kanske inte har hört talas om Brandwatch innan så är det ett verktyg för att schemalägga inlägg, för att jobba med social listening, med kommentarshantering. Och ni kanske har hört talas om Falcon Social någon gång. Och Falcon Social är nu en del av Brandwatch. Och i och med att Brandwatch har det här systemet med att kunna schemalägga poster så har de ju tillgång till otroligt mycket data. Och den här datan har packats om nu till några superintressanta rapporter som vi nu kan läsa och också ta del av i den här podden. Och det här för att vi ska kunna sätta en bättre strategi för 20 och 24. Och rapporterna som vi pratar om och hänvisar i intervju med Kesenaya finns länkat i vårt blogginlägg på digitalsnack.se. Och ni finner den här länken i infotexten till den här podden. Och då kan ni verkligen djupdyka ytterligare i de här olika branscherna och även trenderna inom sociala medier. Men nu beger vi oss till Queens i New York för de senaste insikterna kring vad som fungerar och trendar i sociala medier. Today we welcome Kesenaya. We're thrilled to have you here in our podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. While preparing for this podcast, I figured I should probably learn at least one word in Swedish. I guess you'll be the judge. I first looked up hi and I thought it's too easy and let me scale up my efforts. So I looked up good afternoon and that would be good eftermiddag.
Yeah, good. Well done. But this podcast should be in English, so we're quite fine, I think. Maybe next year in Swedish.
Sounds good.
So please introduce yourself, our listeners that haven't heard of you before.
Sure. My name is Kesenaya Newton. I am a content marketing manager at Brandwatch. We are a social intelligence company with a suite of tools that help brands to do a lot of different things from social listening, social media management, as well as to dig up valuable consumer insights in real time that brands can use to level up their strategy, essentially. So I understand when I say social listening, it may not be as familiar with terminology to a lot of people. It's a relatively new industry. So when people who are not in marketing ask me about what do I do for a living, I tell them exactly what I do, which is I read and analyze people's comments online for a living. And believe it or not, this is part of the consumer research that's kind of a new, but very, very effective.
Really? And maybe in the Nordic, you have heard about Falcon. And Brandwatch is a part of Falcon or?
Yeah, actually, Falcon joined Brandwatch a couple of years ago. So we are now the same company. I was a big fan of Falcon way before I joined Brandwatch. In fact, it was by far one of the best social listening platforms. When I was on the other side of things, when I was on the client side of things, I advocated for Falcon. Little did I knew that a couple of years later, I would be joining the company to work on the brand side. So yeah, definitely very familiar.
That's so good. And you have to check out Brandwatch. It's a fantastic tool for scheduling all your social media posts with workflows. And it's one of the most like altogether tools for social media out in the market, I will say. So we have to delve into the Brandwatch report. It's called The State of Social, and that is the one that we are talking about in this podcast. And it has the latest benchmark, insight, and pro tips to build a smarter social media strategy in 2024. It sounds amazing. And could you give us like an overview of the report? Because you analyzed like hundreds of millions of data points across 8 industry during the first and second quarters of 2023. So help our listeners like grasp the report scope. When were the main aspects you focused on in the report?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our biggest reports and by far one of the most successful that we've launched so far. In this report, I analyzed 347 large global international brands across 8 different sectors. And the idea was to really try to understand how global international companies, what they do on social, how they manage their efforts, what kind of campaigns they launch, what kind of successes they have and the levels of engagement, and what other brands can learn from sort of from those interactions to kind of look at the benchmarks and set those benchmarks. So it's a pretty comprehensive report, as you can imagine. We analyzed 8 industries like automotive, CPG, consumer tech, energy, entertainment, retail, food sector, and financial services. We looked at the emotions, we looked at the sentiment and conversations, peak mentions during the day to really try to understand what are the best days to post for brands and what are the, you know, least popular days in terms of engagement, for example, as well as we looked at different kind of social media successes in terms of the kind of campaigns that brands launched on social, where they succeeded, some of the failed campaigns and kind of key learnings from that. So I think I highly recommend the report. I think it's very comprehensive. There are a lot of learnings there.
And we're going to link it in this podcast so you could read the whole report. It's massive, but fantastic. So do that. You talked about the big brands that you analyzed, and how could smaller or other brands take advantage of this report, you think?
Yeah, it's actually a really good question. And this year, we try to craft our key learnings the way that they're universal for every brand, regardless of the size of the company. One of the key learnings, in fact, something that we learned this year, and this, we've seen this 2 years in a row, is brands on average contribute about 1.51% of all discussions related to brands on social. And we were looking specifically at Twitter, or X, formerly known Twitter. And why this finding is so significant is because if you don't contribute enough to the conversation about your brand, you have no chance of controlling the narrative or influencing the narrative. So while we were looking at larger brands, I think it's important that every brand or brands, regardless of their size, know that they have to be able to find a way to kind of influence the conversation. So if you don't engage enough online, the conversation is happening no matter what you do. If you don't engage with that conversation, you have very little to no chance of influencing the outcome of that conversation. So by far, it's one of the biggest findings for us, which I think is very universal for all brands, regardless of their size and the industry that they're in. You have to be online.
So brands are quite like lazy on social media. They focus on like putting the content out there, but then it's like no response, no engagement. Or what could you like analyze in that?
Yeah, you know, some brands, believe it or not, a lot of the different industries are still kind of lagging behind in terms of valuing social media as one of the main channels for them. There are industries that are more conservative and they just don't, you know, they don't look at social media as one of the channels for them to re-engage their potential consumers. So some brands are lazy. Some brands don't think it's important. They just don't prioritize this as a main channel. But what they don't understand is year over year, we see more people join social media channels. People spend an incredible amount of time. I think the latest statistic was about 151 minutes per day spent on average by people online. And that, you know, varies depending on where these people are from, in the world, other factors. But people are increasingly online. Nobody is dropping social media, so people are going online, and the fact that brands are not joining that conversation is kind of mind-blowing, if you ask me.
Really? Is there somewhere else like key finding that like surprised you?
I think it's by far the biggest one. But there are other things like we learned that men on average actually talk about brands more online than women, which is also kind of a surprising. I'm a woman, so I think I engage online quite a bit, but I didn't realize that men are a lot more active online. Again, we were only looking specifically for conversations taking place on X. But I think regardless, the fact that brands are not engaging online is, for me, that was a shocking discovery, given that we're all about social media these days. Everybody is online, and it's just the fact you really have to get online to start taking a part in this and really try to control the narrative. Because right now, and that's the key finding, that right now consumers are controlling the narrative online, and brands are nowhere close to getting there.
So, what are the trends that you could see in this report that you observed? Are there any specific trends that are quite unique for the social media platforms or the industry that you looked into?
Yeah, sure. I think we were looking at trends across all industries and different platforms. So the trends that I'll mention right now are pretty universal. One of the things that I already mentioned, how there are more and more consumers going online. As a result, or I guess that is because the cause behind that is because consumers are lacking trust in brands, if you will. So they're losing trust, and they're going online to find the right information about brands. And but also there's another trend, which is social media fragmentation. Consumers are increasingly online, but they're also not on your traditional social media channels. They're spreading around looking for like-minded peers, if you will, and join different communities and groups where they can get the right advice, some from someone who is just like them, someone who is trusted and maybe unbiased. So it's another really big trend that we are looking at. It's communities, the growth of different niche communities that we've been talking about for the last 2 years, I want to say. But it's
More like
definitely.
authentic reviews from real people, not only
Exactly.
maybe influencers.
Exactly. Not just influencers, but your like-minded individuals, niche communities, say, communities for marketers or communities for automotive lovers. There are a lot of different communities online, and they're on Reddit, on Quora. There are many blogs and forums, and consumers are joining those platforms at a really high rate. So that's one of the another big trends. And as you mentioned as well, authenticity. And again, another reason why they're joining these platforms, because they're really looking for something, more authentic connections, and actual advice from someone who's had this type of experience in their life. And again, as the result of that, search engines, or rather social media channels, are becoming the go-to search engines. And that's, we just published another report on digital marketing trends, and we predicted the fact that this is going to happen. And now we're kind of looking at all these different publications reporting on the very same trend as well. We've noticed that a lot of people on social channels literally type how they no longer Google, they TikTok. So again, I don't recommend this as the right approach, but you have to understand that your consumers, whether you like it or not, your consumers are searching for things on social channels, not on Google, not on your website. They go to social channels and they want to see authentic posts from other people who already talked about this. So they're looking for that type of content.
So it's quite a whole new ecosystem
A completely different.
within the social media that it's changing fast.
Yeah, we've seen an incredible number of people just talking about how they go, and they would go on X and say how they no longer Google, but they TikTok. So it's very interesting, and I never thought I would be one of them, but I realized that I do the very same thing. I also go on Instagram, or maybe not as much on TikTok, but or on X or Facebook, and I look for the things like, restaurants or clothes or people, whatever it might be. I actually don't go on Google first. I go on social channels. And I do the very same thing. So while we've noticed this about more or less about Gen Z, as a millennial, I do the same thing. And I think it's going to be not just, I think it's definitely a trend and it's going to grow even more.
Agree. Is there more trends to look at this year?
Again, it's kind of part of the same ecosystem because people are looking for more authenticity and they go on social channels instead of search engines. The influencer marketing sector is also going to grow, and we expect to see it just explode. People are looking for something, that brands may not be able to offer, so they go on social channels and looking for someone who's just like them, right? So, for example, if you're already following your favorite fitness coach, right, and you trust them because you've been able to get valuable information from this influencer on social media, regardless of how many followers they have, if this person all of a sudden starts recommending you a specific brand for you to buy, say, whether it's workout clothes or equipment or anything else, protein bars, right? You will likely trust this person a lot more, whether they have 1,000 followers or 1 million followers, because they've already gained your trust. So, and this is another growing trend. Influencer marketing is going to get stronger and stronger. And we're looking at not only large influencers with millions of followers, we're looking at, I think they're called nano influencers at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Or micro. I don't know
Exactly.
exactly there.
Yeah, nano or micro influencers, someone between 1,000 to 10,000 followers, because as long as it doesn't matter how big the following is, if these people are engaged, you are so much more influential.
Yeah, and more authentic. We could see in the Nordics that the mega influencers are actually having a much lower impact here. And you could see the smaller influencers are growing. And so it's quite a nice trend, I think. Good. Something, another trend, or should we?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's part of the very same ecosystem. More people are joining social channels or going online. More people are building trust and becoming influencers or micro influencers. And as a result, we also expect to see social commerce to grow as well. Because again, going back to my example with a fitness coach, someone you already trust, the second the person wants to recommend you something, whether they want to make money off of that or not, because I also follow a lot of influencers who are not trying to place any affiliate links. They just simply want you to know what the best product is in their specific sector, but they're not trying to make money off of that. And the second they gain your trust, and if they do decide to place those affiliate links, we do expect to see social commerce to grow even bigger because they've already gained that trust from you as a consumer, and you're gonna buy something because I've certainly purchased things recommended by someone I really trust. So it's influencer marketing, it's definitely e-commerce, or rather social commerce. We do expect, plus TikTok right now has a shop which is really popular. I think TikTok outpassed every other marketplace out there. Don't quote me on this, but I think I read the number somewhere. I think they made more in sales than any other social media marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that too. So it has to be true. No, but I see that TikTok and all the live events on social media is a huge sales channel because it's again, authentic. It's real people. You see how they were, or like the clothes, or the product, the test. So it's not like a big commercial that you have made a lot of different changes to. So there are a lot of social e-commerce to come, I think, also.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more. I'm looking forward to seeing more of the people that I already follow to set up their shops as well and kind of promote the products that they've tested on themselves. And I think that's one of the biggest selling points, if you will. If you follow someone and you trust their opinion because they're an expert in whatever industry they're an expert in, and they start telling you about something that they've tested on their own skin, right? They've tested on themselves first. You will trust that product and that person just so much more because this is your testimonial right there, and you know it's true. So I do expect to see a lot of that, even from all the people that I follow.
And about that, conversion on social media, how can businesses be more effective and measure their return on investment in social media this year, you think?
Yeah, it's a million-dollar question. I feel like brands have been trying to figure out how to properly measure. But what I think it comes down to is looking at the different metrics and really trying to understand. I know it's such a cliche, but you really have to try to understand what metrics matter to your brand the most, right? Whether you're and how do you use your social media, and for example, and what kind of goals you put on your social media channels. So there are a lot of metrics you can measure, and there are a lot of numbers you can calculate, right? You can look at your likes and followers and so on and so forth, shares, if it's important to your brand, and you can use that as a benchmark. But there are other things like how engaged are your community members, for example, right? Because a lot of the time, the number of likes doesn't necessarily mean anything if the engagement is very low. And we've seen this millions of times where you have a social media influencer with a large number of followers, but when you look at how many engagements that person gets per post, you'll see that it's only 57 because nobody cares, right? Or because maybe not as harsh as I said this, but a lot of the time it's the algorithm influence, right? A lot of the time some of these posts just get burned, or people just become immune if you post too much and they don't care to like or engage in any way, shape, or form with your content. So it's really important to establish the metrics that really mean something to your brand, like lifetime value. Who are your followers who've actually purchased something from you, right? There are a lot of different metrics that you can look at. And then I think it's important to kind of establish some benchmarks and go from there. And that way you'll be able to actually calculate your return on investment. So it's not just likes and followers, because these numbers don't necessarily mean anything if you're lacking engagement, if you're lacking any other kind of means of, you know, any other kind of, I guess, points with your consumers.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of brands are using social media for brand awareness, of course. That's like the key. But also a lot more will want to use social media like an engagement channel. And what you saw in this report is the engagement is quite low for brands. So what type of post or strategy could you do to get more engagement?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And when we talked about authenticity, brands are also aware that people are looking, or consumers are looking, for a little bit more authenticity in their feeds. So we've noticed that user generated content is doing very well, especially brands reposting or engaging and reposting something that looks very authentic. So that's going to do very well. So it's user-generated content. It's authenticity as a trend in general. It's you know, kind of not taking yourself too seriously, if you will, right? A lot
exactly.
of the time, brands
the
just
TikTok
take themselves too seriously.
Feeling.
Exactly. Just become a little bit more lighthearted, maybe a little bit more engaging. So we'll definitely see a lot more of that kind of, you know, the backstage kind of set up to show what else is going on, kind of show your failures maybe here and there, kind of build that relationship with your consumers to make them feel that they can relate to you. So I think we will see a lot more of that, like authenticity, user-generated content, but also another one would be gamification. Again, we've become very immune to anything that's taking place on social media because there's just so much information everywhere you go, right? That it's really hard to keep that focus going. So I think one of the good strategies that we'll see a lot more of actually is gamification. That's brands kind of trying to re-engage their audiences, you know, whether it's surveys, whether it's doing polls or anything that's going to get your audience to start engaging with your posts. I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
More creative ways to do more engagement with all the like tools into the social media platforms.
Yeah.
And another $10 million question that is in the report is, what is the best day to post your social media content?
And that's the thing. It's a really good question, but I think that's the thing about best day, best time when it comes to everything. We did find the best day to post across different brands, but I have to say, before I mention any days out there, I have to say it really depends on which sector you belong to and how your consumers are reacting. Because if it's the best day for everybody, you get no engagement, right? So instead of sharing the best day as we see it online, I think it's really important to point out you have to look at your data as a brand, because what best day means to one brand and one sector may not be the best day for you. And we did publish these benchmarks, but it's also really important that brands understand that for the most part, when you see best day, take this with a grain of salt. It is the best day across different industries, and it's an average that you can look at. But at the same time, it's really important that you know you have to look at your data, because your best day may be very, very different. And I think for us, in fact, I actually can't remember anymore, but I think it was Wednesday. Oh, there you go. Wednesday and
The
Thursday.
same Thursdays. Yeah, exactly. We have to try that because I think it's worked for digital snack because Friday, no one cares about us. No one wants to have like nice social media knowledge on Friday evenings. So you have to, like you said, find your day and time to be relevant. And Brandwatch actually has a quite interesting tool in your analyze tool where you have had ChatGPT to analyze the different posts. So you could have like an AI researcher into the platform to see how your post is actually engaging and the effect of your post. So that is quite a cool feature, actually.
Yeah, we have several features powered by GPT. Personally, I'm very much in love. We have two different sort of branches of software. We have consumer intelligence, and we have social media management. Both softwares feature AI-powered modules, if you will. And yeah, I personally really love it. It's an AI assistant when it comes to consumer intelligence. It's an AI assistant that can really summarize, look at all these different mentions, and summarize the trend for you in five concise bullet points, which is incredible. If you are doing consumer research online, you can literally plug your query, say whatever you're looking to explore, and then click on the one button and you'll get a quick summary of everything that's going on. And for our social media management, yeah, we have an AI-powered module as well. It can tell you a lot of different things about what's going on and make suggestions as well. Quite powerful.
It's super cool and it's like being in the future and about the future. Can you make any like prediction about the future in social media?
Yeah, I do. Well, I think the world is going to be increasingly more digital, and but it's not even a prediction anymore. We know it. A lot more people are online, engaging across different platforms. So we've been seeing social media fragmentation, meaning there are more and more different channels popping up, or smaller communities where people are a lot more engaged. So we're gonna see this trend even more. We'll still have these large social media platforms that are popular, but we'll see a lot more different niche channels, platforms, blogs, forums, communities, where you'll see a very high level of engagement, and it's something that brands really need to pay attention to. Regardless of your industry, regardless of the size of your organization, you really have to focus your attention on the platforms where consumers are already engaging a lot more on the topics relating to your brand and your industry. So we'll definitely see a lot more of that influencer marketing, and I think it's going to be even bigger than it already is right now, for the same reasons again, because consumers have been losing trust in brands. There are just so many ads everywhere, so much information, so many competitors. So consumers have been looking for other ways to find the right information, and I think influencer marketing is one of the answers for them as well. You know, especially in the B2C space, where consumers are looking for an advice what to wear, what to eat, what to do, what to buy, where to go, right? They'll be looking up to someone who's already done this. And I think it's going to be huge. So I think these are probably the main trends. already mentioned community. We can't stress enough the importance of communities, again, because consumers are looking for more authenticity. They're looking for like-minded people who've already had that experience. So I think this is going to be really, really big.
And search.
Yes, absolutely. Social media channels as a search engine, huge for the very same reasons, because people are moving away from something that's being sold to them to somewhere where they think it's a little bit more authentic, something that they can relate to, something that they trust more. Especially, when you're following some influencers and you look at their comments or comments under their post, and you see that a lot of people have commented how they've tried this product and they actually do recommend it. So it's your social proof right there. Would consumers trust a brand and their sales pitch, or they would trust someone that they've already been following and all the social proof that shows, that it actually works? So I think it's definitely the second
Yeah,
one.
and a good word to pick up this year is social proof. Keep that in mind because that is so important. So, to wrap this up, what are your best advice for the ones listening right now? What should they focus on to make a big impact in social media 2024?
It's a great question. I think number one, you have to listen to your audience, right? Just looking, reading what's the best advice and kind of trying to follow it. It's like throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing if it's going to stick, right? If you really have to, and if you're not using, this isn't a product pitch, but if you're not using social listening software, you probably should, whether it's going to be us or anyone else. You really have to find way to kind of dig up those mentions and really trying to understand what your audience is like, what they're looking for, their preferences, how they interact, what kind of language they use. And it's especially important when you're looking to, produce new content or social ads, whatever it might be. You want to know the kind of language that your audience is speaking so you can incorporate that language to become more relatable. So I think it's really, really important, because it's really hard. Capturing the attention of your consumers is going to be even harder because of all the different reasons we've already talked about, like social media fragmentation, growing distrust in brands, and so on and so forth. So really trying to figure out, listening to your audience, understanding how they engage, what works, what doesn't work, what they don't like, is going to be really important. And the other one, I saw this video by Gary Vee the other day. One of the gurus of social media marketing. And he said, pretty much, why do you think I keep posting all these different things, like different content formats? And he mentioned that he posts, GIFs, he posts funny videos, regular videos, quotes and different posts. He said that it's really hard to re-engage your audience. So he's trying to kind of diversify the different types of formats that he's posting to see, first of all, to see what works, and second, to re-engage the audience who might have gotten used to seeing some static images. So I think it's a really good advice for brands that are looking to kind of maybe working on their strategy right now. Try to see what are the different ways you can kind of share your content, see what works and see what doesn't work, and kind of establish your benchmarks from there. So if you're not there yet, I think it's a good year to start experimenting. And I don't think it's the same as throwing spaghetti against the wall. I think it's really looking at your audience, testing the different things that may or may not work, and then kind of optimizing your strategies from there.
Perfect advice. And do we have a last one?
The last one, let's see, we talked about, well, algorithm. I think the algorithm is another one. We do expect to see a lot of content being buried, because of the algorithm changes. So I think, again, it's really, really important to understand who's your audience, how they're engaging, who are the most engaged people, and how you can re-engage the most engaged audience to then spread the word, because I think that's going to be a really important one. So yeah, I think listening to your audience, trying to understand where they are, how they engage, what they say, what they like, what they don't like, and kind of establishing some benchmarks there will be really important.
Thank you so much, Kinsnaya, for being in this podcast and share all of your knowledge and future predictions of social media.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
hoppas att ni gillade de här insikterna precis lika mycket som jag. Det är ju roligt att få ett lite mer globalt perspektiv när det kommer till sociala medier. För mycket som händer over there kommer ju hit i Sverige så småningom. Så att det är bra att hålla blicken högt upp i luften. Och som sagt, vill ni läsa mer om det här och veta mer om innehållet, så läs de här rapporterna och connecta med Kasnaya på LinkedIn. Tack och hej!